With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Trump administration freezes billions in grants for Harvard.
The federal government says it's freezing more than $2.2 billion in grants and $60 million in contracts to Harvard after the university said it would defy the Trump administration's demands to limit activism on campus. The move came Monday after Harvard's president said they were not bending to the government's demands. Trump's administration has called for reforms at the university, including its admissions policies, an audit of student-faculty views, and reporting on foreign students. I'm Julie Walker.
Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent Tuesday being grilled by the Federal Trade Commission. He took a stand again to testify in Meta's antitrust trial. Well, the company is accused of buying Instagram and WhatsApp in an effort to protect what some describe as a monopoly in the social networking industry. Federal officials attempted to show Meta made the acquisitions with the express goal of eliminating competition. Zuckerberg characterized the decision to purchase Instagram as a way to avoid building a new app from scratch and instead buy an app that was already successful. Also at SRNnews.com, China policy expert Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump is using tariffs in the hopes of creating a level playing field with China.
Senator Cotton says many don't seem to realize that
China has been waging an economic cold war against us for decades.
By subsidizing their own producers and attacking U.S. companies, and not only with tariffs.
Espionage, cyber attacks, intellectual property theft, forced technology transfers.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network there's simply no truth to the claim that President Trump started a trade war with China.
He simply brought America finally onto the economic battlefield.
Cotton says achieving fair trade with China is vital to the U.S. economy.
This is SRN News. Arkansas strikes a blow for religious freedom.
Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a bill that will allow Christian adoption and foster care agencies to place children only with heterosexual couples. In other states, the government won't do business with any agency that refuses to place kids with homosexuals, and Arkansas is taking a stand against that. Alliance Defending Freedom says Arkansas is to be commended, adding, quote, every child deserves a loving home that can provide them stability. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
State Department has issued an appeal for its employees to report instances of anti-Christian bias that occurred during the Biden administration. That includes formal or informal actions due to opposition to vaccines or personal pronoun choice. Secretary of State Marco Rubio asked the staffers report any perceived discriminatory actions between 2021 and 2025. This is SRN News. A quiet week so far on Wall Street. We hear more on the day's activities from correspondent Seth Sutel, reporting from New York City.
Stocks drifted their way through a rare quiet day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 155 points. It's about 0.4%. The NASDAQ Composite edged down less than 0.1%. The modest moves were a respite for Wall Street following weeks of huge swings caused by President Donald Trump's trade war. Trading in bonds and the dollar were also calmer. Those markets also had sudden moves last week, which had raised worries that U.S. government bonds and the dollar might be losing their status as safe haven investments. Treasury yields eased. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.33%. Seth Sutel, New York.
New York City reportedly looking to relocate some of its homeless population and illegal immigrants outside of the Big Apple using a travel agency. More details at SRNnews.com.